Consumer prices jumped in February. Today, the government said that its main inflation gauge, the Consumer Price Index, showed its biggest increase in 4 months. Energy prices led the way, and they've continued to rise.
The price of gasoline hit a new high this week. The Energy Department says gas now costs more than $2.10 a gallon. But that is an average price drawn from stations around the country. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, drivers in some areas pay less, while other drivers pay a lot more.
College student Randy Stevens makes a face as she pumps gas at a Shell station near the San Diego airport. She's unwittingly driven into one of the most expensive gas stations in one of the most expensive cities in the country. Filling her Ford Explorer Sport Track will cost Stevens $2.53 a gallon, or nearly $60 for the whole tank.
Normally I shop around. I kind of rolled into this gas station regretting it, but yeah, you have to shop around to try and find cheaper, but even cheaper is expensive.
Stevens could have saved a few dollars if she bought her gas elsewhere in San Diego, but she would have saved about $12 on the tank had she been buying gas in New Jersey or South Carolina, where prices began this week still under $2 a gallon. Spokesman Justin McNall of AAA says gas prices can vary widely as you drive around the country.
If you start off in basically in that little band from Texas to Missouri and work your way west, every state that you move to, gas prices pretty much go up. From Texas to New Mexico, you see an increase. New Mexico to Arizona, you see an increase. And then Arizona to California, you see the highest prices in the mainland.
In general, gasoline gets cheaper the closer you get to the Gulf Coast. Many tankers deliver crude oil there, and the region's refineries produce nearly half the gasoline made in the United States. Environmental rules can affect gas prices. Some regions require cleaner burning gas that costs a little more to make. And because these boutique blends are required only in limited areas, McNall says there's a greater likelihood of shortfalls.
The challenge that you find is as a gas is used by fewer and fewer states, odds are there are fewer refineries that are going to produce it. So you expose yourself to some potential disruptions in supply chains and production, regardless of what actually happens with crude oil prices.
Those localized disruptions were especially evident last spring, when a shortage of refining capacity led to gas prices in some parts of the country nearly 50 cents a gallon higher than elsewhere. By contrast, this year's price spike has been caused primarily by rising crude oil prices, which affect everyone. And the gap between the nation's high and low price this week is down to about 29 cents. State taxes on gasoline also vary widely, from 7.5 cents a gallon in Georgia to more than 32 cents in Wisconsin. But Jacob Bornazian of the Energy Department's information arm notes higher gas taxes aren't necessarily associated with higher retail prices. California's gas tax is lower than either Oregon or Nevada's, but gas still costs more here than in those two neighboring states.
Those savings from a lower tax rate don't always get passed on to the consumer.
In fact, gasoline prices are influenced as much by the level of competition as they are by any other factor. Charles Langley, who works for a consumer group in San Diego, argues wholesalers charge more for gas here because they know they can get it from a captive, car-loving market.
There's a tremendous lack of competition, and it's unfortunate. Most of us are locked into long-term payment plans on gas-guzzling vehicles, and we're going to pay for it.
Brett Magnuson is paying as he refills his rental car in San Diego before heading home from vacation. On average, California's gas prices are about 23 cents a gallon higher than in his native Kansas. But Magnuson is philosophical.
I'm stationed in Germany with the Army, so it's actually a lot cheaper than there. You know, everything's at a liter there, so when you're paying $1.75 a liter, you're actually paying almost $5, $6 a gallon.
That's enough to make even pricey California gas seem like a bargain. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.